Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, the final episode of the season. Let me tell y'all something. I am so proud of myself for completing a full season. I actually started a podcast a couple years ago and was really excited about it. And not gonna lie, I lost steam, which is very common with me. Because I start a lot of things and lose steam because I'm doing a lot of things. Pretty sure you can relate. But I never finished it. Like, they were really good episodes too, so I probably will share those with you. But I'm super proud of myself to come through and finish this. And I've learned so much along this journey. And so I just want to share some takeaways about doing this podcast and just realizing some things within myself and realizing some things about the people that I've met along the way of getting information, researching, having conversations. So the first thing is, I really, giving myself grace, calling myself in, not out, I really did myself a disservice by not doing the research on the struggles of a Black woman earlier. I really wish I would have done this earlier because it's so much information. It's so much that we have to endure. It's so much, like, it's so robust. And the more I dive into it, the more information I get on it, it's just like, girl, what took you so long, right? Because it makes sense for all the things that I struggle with as a Black woman, right? With my perfectionism, type A personality, controlling, not asking for help, all the things, like, I am that. So this was very helpful for me to understand who I am as a Black woman and understanding that it really, it's learned, you know, it's learned. And because there are still ways of society still telling us the same old stories about how we really don't matter, our voices don't matter, our needs don't matter. Oh, and by the way, if you could just show up for everyone, that would be great. You know, so that was something that I really enjoyed about the process. I also, in recording this podcast, rekindled my love for reading. I write down every book that I read in my calendar just to keep track of how many books I've read or listened to, because audiobooks count. I keep track of it. And that's another thing that fell off because I was doing all the things. And stopped reading for enjoyment. It was always like professional development, business. But I definitely tapped into the love I have of reading just to be reading for enjoyment. I read, which I think I may do a panel and bring some people on to discuss this book, but Black Girls Die Exhausted, Must Die Exhausted. Oh my gosh, I loved that book so much. It spoke to what my purpose is on this earth as a sex and intimacy coach for Black women. Like, it was just from beginning to end, I was like, yes, yes, yes. And also because I could see myself in those pages, right? So stay tuned. Season 2 may have definitely some book reviews so that we can have conversations. So yeah, rekindling my love for reading, rest. I honored rest during this process. I think that's where I fell off with the last podcast was this whole thought of there's a certain way that I have to do this. I have to be on top of this, and this is what it needs to look like. And finding rest in all the activities and the projects that I have, including this podcast, but then coming back to it, not giving up or quitting. Because in my mind, and I'm sure some of you can relate, there's this thought of if there's too much time in between, then I might as well quit. Like I might as well just not keep up with it. So it's like, okay, if I missed a week or two of recording a podcast episode and putting it out, then I might as well just forget about it because I failed, right? Or I'm trying to eat different, lifestyle change, and if I messed up this one meal, then I need to just scratch it. I failed. So honoring the fact that I need rest, that I have a lot going on in my life, and just getting back to it when I can and not making it mean anything about me. And this is, for you too. Rest. Rest. Like whatever it is that you have going on, whatever project that you have going on, whatever big thing going on in your life, it's still going to be there. It's okay for you to rest. And it doesn't mean that you have to quit. It means nothing about you. It just means you did just that. You rest. You rested, you're rejuvenated, and you're ready to get back on there, on the horse and finish it out with energy and passion and motivation and love, right? I believe for this podcast, I've definitely found a new love for my clients and their transformations. Old sneaky imposter syndrome comes in and will definitely have me thinking that what I'm doing is not enough or that I'm a fraud or a fake, because that's what imposter syndrome is, right? Like somebody's going to figure out that I'm a fraud. And there are times where I would feel that doing this podcast, like when I was reading articles and reading books and coming up with content. Because I need structure. So, as you know, some of the episodes weren't structured, some of them were. But a part of me is like, but do you really know what you're talking about? Did you give the right information? Are they going to listen to this and be like, ah, but she's wrong? But getting feedback that I've been getting from my clients lately, from my therapy clients, from my coaching clients, from the clients in my membership community, getting that feedback is just like a reminder, like, no, I actually do know what I'm doing. I actually am an expert in what I'm talking about because, like, I've done the research, I've done the time, I've done my hours, and I continue to do my hours, right? Like, I continue to read, I continue to get continuing education, I continue to network and webinars, seminars, and retreats, and I'm doing the things. Because I want to be able to give real life information, up-to-date information. So I've learned that no, really, Natasha, you're not a fraud. So if you're listening to this, you're not a fraud either. And what's, I think for my last one, I have in this process definitely embodied what I want my clients to come out on the other side feeling. I have definitely tapped into my sensual side, my sexual side, finding out what my desires are, and being able to communicate when I want new things or when I want to try new things, getting better at being in my body and navigating what I'm feeling, not just what I'm thinking, because my brain is a liar. And I know that a good bit of the time. It's not always giving me the facts. Our brains don't give us the facts. Our brain is a protector, a pure protector, and it can cut us off from what truly is our way, like our direction, our purpose. because we listen to the lies if we don't challenge it. So taking time to go on retreats, taking time to do the homework that I give my clients, to be intentional. I've definitely learned to be intentional and show up and put my money where my mouth is, right? I'm asking my clients to do certain things. I come on the podcast and I give information and give examples of things that you can do and things that you can try to better your life. And I just feel like it should come from an authentic place, which means I should be doing it too. So everything that I talked about in these past episodes, everything that I'll talk about in following seasons, just know that I'm doing the work too, right? I'm doing the work too. And when the episode, I think it was episode 3, I'm not sure what episode, but it didn't start with you. That was an eye-opener for me. So as I was recording and preparing for that episode, I was learning in real time, like I said, what my ancestors really went through, why I am the way that I am, why I struggle with the things that I struggle with. And it is an honor to continue to know and be in community and grow with my ancestors, okay? It's, again, like I said, I wish it's something that I would have done sooner, because I do believe that it would have made my life a little bit easier. So those are just a few takeaways from doing this first season. Again, I don't think y'all understand. I'm so proud of myself. But what can you look forward to in season 2? More conversations. I want to have more guests to have conversations about a little deeper about how we're navigating life as Black women, about how we are taking the time to enjoy life, to enjoy the pleasures, how when Black women are prioritizing themselves, how they're navigating this prioritizing self and what it looks like in their family, right? What it looks like when people in their family don't agree with that, because that's not how they grew up. Right? You don't grow up to take care of yourself. You take care of your family. Family is first. What you need should come out of your family. Having more conversations about intimacy with ourselves, with those around us, sex. We definitely gonna talk some more about sex. But I really wanted this season to be foundational of why I'm focusing in this direction and why we need this space and why we need to have these particular conversations. So I appreciate you for following me through the journey, for staying on, for listening, for liking, for sending the questions, for rating. I appreciate it all so much from the very, very bottom of my heart. And until season 2, you have a deliciously juicy day. See you. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.